From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to besieged cities and set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. In a joint statement on Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that a ceasefire begin on February 27th. It would apply to all parties in the conflict, with the exception of the terrorist groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye on Monday. Besigye lost an election Thursday to incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. The opposition leader charges that the election was fraudulent. Besigye had planned to go to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission to collect evidence ahead of a possible legal challenge. Authorities also raided the party headquarters and seized data that party officials used for their own tally of the votes. Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that the U.S. government's demands are chilling. The government wants the communications company to build a back door into an encrypted phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple complies with the request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' phones. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the result of a referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum. London Mayor Boris Johnson suggested a second vote would help Britain negotiate its terms with the EU. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidates are campaigning in Nevada, with businessman Donald Trump hoping to win his third straight nominating contest in Tuesday's party caucuses. Recent political surveys show Trump with a significant lead in Nevada. A CNN ORC poll conducted earlier this month showed him winning 45% support from Republican voters, with Florida Senator Marco Rubio at 19% and Texas Senator Ted Cruz at 17%. The next Democratic presidential nominating contest is in South Carolina on Saturday. It is a party primary election that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heavily favored to win. The legislative fight over a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy begins Monday. Michael Bowman reports.
For weeks, or possibly the remainder of the year, the Senate will be ground zero for a ferocious battle to replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died 9 days ago. With the ideological tilt of the Supreme Court at stake, Republicans want the vacancy filled by the next president, not Barack Obama. They have the power to withhold confirmation of any Obama nominee and run out the clock on the administration. Senate Democrats are crying foul and have the power to block almost all legislation indefinitely in protest, effectively grinding Congress to a halt. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
The suspect in a shooting spree in the U.S. state of Michigan was charged Monday with 6 counts of murder. Investigators are searching for a motive for the shootings. Kalamazoo County prosecutor Jeff Getting filed the murder charges against Jason Dalton, a 45-year-old Uber driver who had no previous criminal record. A study to determine whether the Zika virus is causing babies to be born with a serious birth defect has begun in Brazil. A 16-member team from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are doing the study. The World Health Organization declared the Zika outbreak an international health emergency February 1st. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burundi for a visit aimed at calming a political crisis that has embroiled the country for almost a year. Mr. Ban arrived in the capital, Bujumbura, Monday, ahead of a scheduled meeting with the country's politicians and civil society groups. His visit comes a month after a UN Security Council delegation traveled to the country to press for negotiations among President Pierre Nkurunziza and his opponents. Indian forces killed at least 3 militants who had holed up for 3 days in a government building. That following a convoy attack in Indian Kashmir, soldiers and police fired mortars while militants responded with small arms fire during the 3-day standoff. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.